The Lord remembers his covenant forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I've talked about my mother before. Not here. I've only been here, this is the second time. But my mother is a very wonderful woman. And one thing that's a constant struggle for my dad is that my mother never forgets anything that he does wrong. She struggles with that. She, like most women, I think, granted I'm not married, seem to remember everything, like an elephant, just always remembering all those little things and is able to bring up things that happened even before they were married into situations. She remembers it all. Remembers it all. She may not remember every nice thing that he does, but any time where she received the slightest slight, she remembers it. So when we think about how this psalm repeats over and over again that the Lord remembers his covenant forever, maybe for some of us, that makes us think, well, maybe God is like some of our mothers who can remember every little thing that we've done wrong. That's not the way God works. In fact, that's the opposite of the way God works. God isn't remembering all the little things that you've done when you were a little girl or a little boy, or those little struggles that you went through, those times when you failed. God doesn't remember those things in truth. What does it say about it in another place in Scripture? He says he puts our sins as far as the east is away from the west. East never touches west. And so God puts all of our sins and our failings before us. He doesn't remember them like maybe some of you might remember some of your former spouse's difficulties. God puts those far away. But what he does remember is his faithfulness. Always remembers his faithfulness. He remembers his covenant. And that's what is going on in our first reading. When God brings Abraham, and Abraham says, look, God, I have no heir. I have nobody to carry on all these good things that you've given me. It's going to go to somebody who isn't deserving of them, somebody who isn't from me. It's going to be lost. And you promised that you would take care of me, God. So what God does is he takes him up and he says, here, perform this ritual which you know well. Where when you split those animals like that, you're supposed to walk through them. And if anybody breaks that covenant, you're saying, let me be treated like these animals were split in half, killed, destroyed in this brutal way. But God doesn't let Abraham walk the walk. He says, I'm going to do it, and puts Abraham under a sleep, and God walks through it on his own, saying, look, I know you aren't going to be able to keep the covenant that I'm making. So I'm not going to make you do it, because I am not going to treat you like everybody else would if you broke your covenant. But I'm going to walk through it. And so what God says, I am faithfulness. So whatever thing you may be struggling, often we struggle in our old age with fear of things that we've done in the past, uncertainty about what's going on in the future, and in the present, confusion. God says, I'm faithful. Even unto the thousandth generation, I am faithful, and I bind myself to that faithfulness to care for you, even if you haven't been faithful all your life. That's why our Lord says, turn to me now and be saved. In this Mass, God gives us that power. In this Mass, he pours out his blood for us once again in this unbloody manner in the Eucharist. And so that your faith can make you strong, he says, all you have to do is let me say the word, and let me bring healing into your life. And then that is the pledge of my eternal presence with you. Don't let anything hold you back, especially the difficulties which you've experienced. God's faithfulness perdures forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.